The members opposite have got no answers, and I rise to take note of the no answers given in question time today. And to note, Mr. Acting Deputy President, that all this government is doing is dancing a dance. Dancing a very merry dance is our Prime Minister, at the behest of the Greens. Dancing a very merry dance to avoid calling attacks attacks. Dancing a very merry dance to try and deny that she has broken a promise that there would not be, under her government, ever, ever a carbon tax. Dancing a very merry dance, Mr. Acting Deputy President. We might as well, Mr. Acting Deputy President, do that hokey pokey again. Do that hokey pokey on a double policy that's all pain and no gain. It's bereft of detail, it's a total dud, and all it will do is distort the market. Dance the hokey pokey, Mr. Acting Deputy President. It's bereft of detail, so is petrol in, is petrol out. You put petrol in, you take petrol out. You put petrol in and you shake the tax about. You do the hokey pokey and ooh, you turn right around. And you know what happens when you turn right around? You're back to where you were before. All pain, no gain. Senator Furness said, as useless as an ashtray on a motorbike. Well, the government's carbon tax will sure be that, and as useless as tits on a bull. The analogies are endless. Well, you know what? Minister Wong said the carbon tax is all about the future. No, it's not, Minister. We're in a time warp. We're in a time warp. It's like the ETS all over again. It's a dud of a policy. You've released it without detail. It's all pain and no gain. All pain and no gain. It's astounding. Let's do the dance. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness. Oh, yes. It's going to take its toll. So let's do the time warp. You might as well take us back to the time of the ETS with this carbon tax, because that's what it is. Let's do the time warp again. It's, after all, just a jump to the left. So what's that as you then step to the right? Well, because this government is moving us closer and closer to a carbon tax. They jumped to the left and said, we'll never have a carbon tax. We step to the right because now we're supposed to believe that that which was wrong before, apparently, no carbon tax, is now right because we've got to have a carbon tax. So, you put your hands on your hips. This is when it gets good, Mr. Acting Deputy President. It really does. We're supposed to believe that. You put your hands on your hips because the Prime Minister's going, tut, tut, tut. Tut, tut, tut. It's not a tax, it's a scheme. It's a market-based mechanism. Call it what you will. It's a tax, Prime Minister. A tax is a tax is a tax.